Welcome to the Helena Podcast with Huey No Sleep. This podcast reigns from the studio hidden behind the Old Town Waterfalls.
Hey, this is Huey No Sleep, and we're not in Helena. We are in Birmingham, Alabama, a town north of Helena. And it's August 26th, and we're at the Stoking the Fire at Sloss Furnace. And we're here with James and Valerie Jones, who are competing in it. And your group is called the Rip Cage.
Great.
Tell us how you got started.
Well, I guess it's been about 15 years ago. I was teaching elementary school, and a little boy in my class, his dad, built grills and taught me how to cook. Took me about 5 years to get the recipe out of them, but once I got it, I've mastered it. So 15 years I've been cooking. I've probably cooked a couple thousand racks of ribs, a couple thousand butts, and here we are.
And this is your first competition at Sloss?
First.
You're in more than one competition.
Correct.
You're in, tell me all the competitions you're actually in.
Well, tonight's Friday is the burger competition, and you can make any kind of burger, hamburger, fish burger, doesn't matter. We did a gunpowder filet with coconut rum molasses, so a little a gourmet burger, I guess you could say. And then tomorrow we're doing ribs and chicken, and it's at the competition's at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and then from 4 to 5:30 is the People's Choice, where you can come and taste everybody's barbecue, and you get to taste a barbecue bud. Everybody give you a little sample, a little ramekin of their barbecue, and you put a dollar in their jug if you like it. If you don't, you move on to the next one. So the one who collects the most money wins that People's Choice. So, and plus the spirit competition night for the actual site and booth.
Yeah, I saw your booth. It's like a wooden shack. I'll put this on the blog so everybody can see it. But it looks like an old shack.
An old rib shack.
You made that?
I made that.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Now, all the furnishings inside came from my grandmother's house. So all the paintings were painted by my grandfather. And the pictures are actually my great-great-great-grandparents that are now children's pictures. But they're all, the one picture in there that shows my dad, he's holding a cat. He's probably about four or five years old. So these are all true antiques.
Some of those antiques are from the late 1800s.
So you're going to leave this out unguarded?
No, so it's
great. Do you
have to
stay here all night?
You can. We probably won't. There's so many people around and not doing much sleep here. But so a lot of people watching the antiques. And my little brother is a Civil War buff. And you see all the old saws and hatchets. And he brought it up from his house. So my little brother contributed some of the memorabilia that.
Okay, well, great. Well, we're going to stop the podcast, and we're going to run over there and get a picture made, okay?
Okay.
So, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, now I'm over here with, was it Joe Daddy's and Big Al's? Is that it?
Big A's.
Big A's, I'm sorry. What's your names?
Alan McCree.
Jeff Burns.
Okay, how'd y'all get into this barbecue contest, and what competitions are you in?
I got started doing barbecue a few years ago. My dad gave me a big green egg for Christmas, and so I started smoking pork shoulders for fun, bringing them to work. Everybody at work was talking about how good the barbecue is. So the more and more I cooked the barbecue, the more and more he was listening to it. He gets into the barbecue. We're both barbecuing every weekend, so we decided to just fire it up and start a team.
Is this your first one?
No,
first time here.
We were here last year. The first event we did was Riverfest.
Yeah, we started Riverfest 07 in Decatur. And then we did one in Huntsville in 08. And then Riverfest 08 and here 08. And this is our first one of 09.
And what competitions are you all in this time?
Competitions for this year?
We're
competing in tonight.
What's the category? That's what I'm going to say. The categories for tonight.
Well, they've got, we did a hamburger that we've already turned in tonight. I think they just went to turn in dessert category. And then there's a People's Choice where they gave us two pork shoulders. We've got to smoke that all night, have it cut up for everybody walking by, eat it, vote on it. And then
we're doing ribs and chicken tomorrow afternoon.
Well, super. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And,
Our pleasure.
Okay, that was a lot of fun. It was a very busy weekend. But after all was said and done, the Ribcage won sixth place out of all the competitors. Joe Daddy and Big A's came in 29th. And there was another Helena Knight, Lisa, who was on the BBQ Jurist, who came in 32nd place. So way to go, Helena. You know, I have a feeling that we need to have a Helena barbecue competition. I think we ought to do it next summer and have all these great barbecuers just come and we'll have a few beers, grill some barbecue, and we'll all vote and see who's the best person for barbecue in Helena. It'll be a lot of fun. Next coming up, we have an interview with City Council member Lee Holsey. I'm sitting here with Lee Holsey, who's the newest city council member on the Helena City Council. How you doing, Lee?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. We're having this whole series of different levels of politicians. You were elected to the city council a year ago. You had no political backgrounds at all.
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, your family.
I have been married for 12 and a half years to Dennis Holsey. We actually met in high school and went to college together. And we also have three children that are 5, 7, and 11. My youngest one will be starting kindergarten this year. I'll have a second grader and I will have a sixth grader. So we'll be all over the place this year. I have been a stay-at-home mom for a long time and have worked for an attorney locally here in Helena for the past 4 years.
So you're a city council member with actually school-aged children. So how old are you? You don't mind me asking.
I don't mind. I'm 32.
Oh, you're a baby. I kind of wanted to give everybody the experience of what it's like for someone to actually get elected to the city council. Election night. What did you do election night when you found out you won?
Election night was fun. I called Matt over at the depot and asked him if we could just have a group of people come have dinner, sit and watch, listen to everything. And he, of course, welcomed us. And there were probably 30 people there that had helped me campaign walking neighborhoods, just, you know, like my campaign committee. And then family. And we ate and we kept watching the reports and just waiting for them to come in. And actually, my dad's girlfriend was the one that got a phone call first before we even saw it on TV that said that we'd won. And everybody yelled. It was really exciting.
Did someone contact you? Did you have to go to City Hall and say, hey, I'm a new city council member? I mean, what was the first thing that happened, your first contact?
I actually spoke to a couple of the council members that night that called and congratulated me. Catherine and Barbara both called to congratulate me. And the following day, I believe I actually received an email from Mayor Penhale just saying congratulations.
Now, when you become a city council member, you just don't show up. You actually have to go. Or they request you to go through a process. I don't know if it's required or not. But what was the process you had to go before your first city council meeting?
I got elected in August, and you don't take office until November 3rd. During that time span, I attended a newly elected officials conference. It was actually here in Birmingham, which was a great asset for me to have that available to me, just to have some tools like that available, because I'll be the first to admit I have a lot to learn. I'm new to this, and I think that for me that's going to be a great contributing factor to helping me be good at this job, is training myself and really looking to other people that have been doing this for longer than I have.
So the conference had classes?
It depends on which one you're at. This particular one did not. Some of them you just go and there are different talks all day long. Some of the conferences that we attend, they have multiple seminars going on simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And then you just choose what topic you're listening to. So it really depends on what training you're at and what type it is. I've finished my CAPZO certification, which is planning and zoning certification. And that was actually 5 classes. I think it was like 30 hours or something like that. But you had to do like a home study, and then you had to take 24 hours of classes or something like that. So it really just depends. It just depends on what it is. Some of it is certification. Some of it is just information so you understand what the laws are. There are a lot of laws that apply to this that we need to be current on so we're not making mistakes as a city, you know, running our local government.
Right, because the city council, if they don't, you know what laws or what they can actually affect, they get sued by people.
Absolutely.
Tell me what other committees you're on inside Helena.
I serve on the library board. I also serve on the design review committee, and I'm on the beautification board.
Well, thank you, Lee. We're excited to have you on the city council, and I appreciate you coming on the podcast.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, cool. All right, that's it. Thanks again to Lee for giving me that interview 2 weeks ago. And everybody have a wonderful week and enjoy this wonderful cold weather, or cool weather, or not hot weather. I'll see you around town. Okay, I'm talking with Lee Holsley. Holsey. Okay, I'll start again.
Nobody says my name right.
Holsey. I'm sitting here with Lee Holsley. More time.
You want me to say my last name?
No, I can do it. Holsey.
There you go.
I'm hit sick.